Ave Maria Radio and Renewal Ministries presents Fire on the Earth, a compelling look at the new evangelization through inspiring teachings, interviews, and testimonies.
Welcome, friends. This is Peter Herbeck, your host, and so glad you could join me today. I've been just absolutely enjoying our time together this week, looking at Paul's letter to the Romans, being able to just touch on this incredibly important letter for the Christian people. Complicated. You know, there's some really good commentaries out there. You know, Scott Hahn wrote one on Paul's letter to the Romans from the Catholic Commentary on Sacred Scripture. I'd highly recommend that. Also, their Ignatius Catholic Study Bible has wonderful commentary, footnotes, and things like that that accompany these very complicated terms and realities that Paul's getting at, but they reveal, we're talking about the essence of Christianity in these weeks here, where Paul, and is under the grace of God, you remember the letter's authored by the Holy Spirit and authored by Paul at the same time, God working through him and helping him, giving him words, the right words and ways to describe what God has done for us in Christ. And it's critical for us to get this. It's not just, I mean, it is to be studied, but it's mostly to be prayed and understood and yielded to under the grace and power of the Holy Spirit. Because these words, friends, we always have to remember, they're unlike anything ever written. God's word is living. It's active. It's sharper than any two-edged sword, the writer of Hebrews tells us. It's animated by the Spirit, authored by God for our salvation. And when we come to this word with faith and trust in God, remember Pope Benedict telling us, you know, the Bible's like a love letter where God communicates his love to us, how he loves us, how he did it, how he brought us into relationship with him, what he has planned for us, what we have even now, what do we possess right now, where our life is headed, things like that. And he said we should chew on it like a cow chews its cud. Read this Bible, read parts of it, and just read it like the cud is the word, and just let, he said, suck the juices out of it and just allow it to go deep inside us. And now it's a little crude in the morning to refer to this. I've done this a number of times over the years, but he did say then later in the day, regurgitate it just as a cow regurgitates the cud and continue to suck more of the juices out of it so that we're living in the word. We're breathing in the word. We're feeding on the word. And it's literally helping us grow. It's such a critical piece of the journey. So today we're looking at chapter 6 from Romans, a little bit behind where the readings of the day are, but we're in the ballpark and hope to finish this by the end of the week. But just from, we're going to begin in verse 3 from chapter 6. Paul says, "Do you not know that all of us have been baptized into Christ Jesus? We're baptized into his death." So now he's going to explain here how the sin problem and the death problem are dealt with and why baptism is absolutely critical. "We were buried, therefore, with him in baptism into death, so that as Christ was raised from the dead by the glory of the Father, we too might walk in newness of life." The old man, Peter Herbeck, under sin, the stain of original sin, born under powers, real live spiritual powers that have enslaved me, baptism is the place where the death of Jesus, the reality, the crucifixion of Jesus that brought down the kingdom of darkness. Remember what it says in Paul in another place, Colossians, I think, you know, on the cross through his radical love, his radical yes, his radical offering to the Father and his humility to obey the commands of the Father, giving to God what belongs to God, this fundamental, pure, perfect offering is what brought down the kingdom of darkness, disarmed the principalities and powers, the control the devil had over the human heart. And so Paul is reminding us, in baptism, we die. That flesh, that old man, that sin-sick condition we were in, it's all put to death. The spiritual hold the devil had, the claim he had, it's all broken. It's all taken away. And then the new life is given to us in baptism, and we become something entirely new. we become a new creation. We become a child of God. We receive the Spirit that raised Jesus from the dead. We are now alive, made alive in the Spirit. So this is what Paul is touching on, helping us lay hold of. He says, "For if we've been united with him in a death like his, we shall certainly be united with him in a resurrection like his." So we're united to Jesus in baptism into his death, and we're also united to him in his resurrection. We're in the body of Messiah, in the body of Jesus. We know that our former man was crucified with him so that the sinful body might be destroyed and we might no longer be enslaved to sin. These are not just images or myths or kind of interesting ideas. This is the condition, the anthropology of human beings. We're spiritual beings. We're not just physical beings. And we were made by God in the image of God, made to share in God's glory. We fell from glory under the dominion of fallen angels, demonic powers. We could not set ourselves free. But we are now, because of our being united to Jesus, are no longer as enslaved to sin, and therefore not under sin's destiny. On the cross of Jesus Christ, sin, the flesh, the rebellion that's in the world, all of it was condemned by Jesus on the cross. It was exposed as a lie. Verse 7, "For he who has died is freed from sin." You're dead to sin now. You're free. Sin no longer has control over you. "But if we have died with Christ, we believe that we shall also live with him." That's why the memorial acclamation, one of my favorites, is no longer being used at Mass. "Dying, he destroyed our death. Rising, he restored our life. Lord Jesus, come in glory. For we know that Christ, being raised from the dead, will never die again." We're now in him. He will never die again. We're baptized into Christ. We're sharing his life. Death no longer has dominion over him. Death is a dominion. It's a power. It's a disordered energy. It's everywhere still in the world, in this fallen world, friends. It really is. Human beings spend enormous amounts of time and energy and money to escape the shadow of death, staving off death, knowing it's coming, not knowing when. Fear of aging, fear of sickness, fear of all of it. There's so much that could be said there. Death no longer has dominion over him. You need to know that if you're baptized into Christ. Because the devil wants you to think it has dominion over you, and that the worst thing in this life is aging or failing or being forgotten or left out or some diminishment. It's all terrible. No, you're a new creation. You're God's child. The death he died to sin once and for all. But the life he lives to God. So we are brought into this drama. We die to sin so we can live to God. And it's God who does it in us through his Son and the gift of the Holy Spirit, sacraments and life of the church. Verse 11, "So you also must consider yourselves dead to sin and alive to God in Christ Jesus." Have you ever thought about doing that? Consider yourself dead to sin. Say with me, "I'm dead to sin. I've died with Christ. I'm no longer a slave to the temptations. And even if I stumble, because I'm battling, I'm on the road to perfection, that sin no longer has a dominion claim over my life. I get to confession. I repent of the sin and I move on." Devil wants us to get back into this idea that we're back to being enslaved in sin, fallen out of grace with God. Now, if we commit mortal sin, yeah, we do open ourselves to slavery again, and we have fallen away, but the Lord calls us back. That's why he gives us the sacrament of reconciliation. So verse 12, "Let no sin therefore reign in your mortal bodies to make you obey their passions. Do not yield your members to sin as instruments of wickedness, but yield yourselves to God as men and women who have been brought from death to life." The Lord knows we're battling in a fallen world with the world of flesh and the devil. And he knows we fall. But guess what, friends? Look at the saints. Look at how far, how much ground they took in this life. By radically entering this drama and believing who God made them to be and what he's accomplished and the power that they've been given and the grace they've been given by God and the promises of God to lead them step by step into ever deeper degrees of freedom expressed in the life of the children of God and power over sin and moving out of various levels of slavery or addiction to sins or whatever you want to call it, whatever word you want to use that we fall into, covetousness and lust and all these various kinds of things that are still present in the world. Slowly, if we say yes, we walk in the grace given to us in the life of the sacraments, we're living the word of God, we're repenting of our sins, we're seeking to obey Jesus, we're accepting this new life in the Spirit, we're taking in the word of God, it's washing us clean day after day, we gain ground here and now. And when we die, if that work's not yet finished, we're going to have a time of purification where the Lord finishes it for his glory, the glory of the Father, and he presents us to the Father. So this is a strong exhortation from Paul. Don't let sin reign in your body. Take authority of it as children of God. Don't yield your members to sin as instruments of wickedness. Again, for sin will have no dominion over you since you're not under the law, but you're under grace. This is one of the things the devil wants us to get back under law. We care about the commandments of God. They matter. They give us direction. The Holy Spirit empowers us to respond to those commandments. But there's a new law in us. It's called the grace of the Holy Spirit. The presence of the Holy Spirit, who's teaching us how to love, who's giving us new power to love. We're under the authority and presence and power of the Holy Spirit. We're not under the dominion of the devil or the dominion of sin or the dominion of the world. We have to make a break from it. But if we're just kind of lallygagging through life and got a foot in the world, still playing around with sin, occasionally coming to church, stuff like that, you're going to be food for wild beasts and you're never going to come into experiencing the grace that's being promised here by the Lord. It's very important. It's really, really important for us to be able to see that, friends, and to embrace it and hear the exhortation that Paul is giving and to really live it with all our heart. It's just so critical. And then I just want to end this section here from Paul. When you were slaves of sin, you were free in regard to righteousness. But then what return did you get from the things which you are now ashamed? The end of those things is death. But now that you have been set free from sin and have become slaves of God, the return you get is sanctification and its end, eternal life. For the wages of sin is death, but the free gift of God is eternal life in Christ Jesus our Lord. Embrace the gift. Pay attention to the gift. Pursue the gift. Go deep, deep into the gift that you've been given and watch. These are the promises, just like Abraham was given promises. We're being set free from sin. And what do we get? Sanctification, made holy. God works in us, sets us apart to be like his son. And the end of this being made holy, sanctification, is eternal life. And Holy Spirit, help us grasp this and run in it so we can be light in the world. God bless you.
Each program of Fire on the Earth with Peter Herbeck can be downloaded at AveMariaRadio.net and RenewalMinistries.net. Fire on the Earth is a production of Ave Maria Radio.
Friends, I'd like to offer you my new booklet, Does God Judge? Wow, what a question, but it's a relevant question. Scripture says we were all appointed to die once, and then the judgment. We know for sure each one of us has an appointment in our future. And it takes scripture, catechism, and the saints to help us understand the beauty of God's plan and how we can look forward to the judgment as followers of Christ. If you'd like to get a free copy, call 1-800-282-4789 or visit renewalministries.net/FOE.